this afternoon.
Tonight. Well, if it's tonight for someone, if somebody's listening.
True. True story. Anyways, today's guest is my good friend April.
Hello.
Do you share a last name? Are you guys related?
I guess we're like, what, 10th cousins?
Yeah. Have you guys ever done an Ancestry.com to find out?
I actually have.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, kind of like, I was working that website and I did not find
it. No, I didn't pop up.
We're not close.
Because that's kind of a different last name. Well, yeah, it's not as common as like your
Rodriguez. He's the first one I've ever heard that was not my family member. I was like, what? There's another Correa in El Paso? But yeah.
Yeah, same here. Well, actually, there's another Correa I met, but he's Cuban. Not Cuban, Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay.
And he's my friend.
Well, Effie's Spaniard. Did you know?
No, I didn't.
That's why I'm so pale.
Ah, but I'm pale too. What the fuck?
You're Spaniard too?
No, I'm from Mexico. Like,
so is he. He's just full of shit.
Yeah. trying to seem fancy.
Yeah. Sounds more special. Like Dos Equis.
It sounds lager.
I don't know. It does sound more. Anyways.
Just kidding.
No, but actually, are you related to a guy named Abraham?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. There's another Correa that actually works for the post office, and really? He lives all the way over there, too, in the east
side. Really?
Yeah, and his name's Abraham.
No, I don't.
And everybody's like, is he your little brother, Ma? Do we look like we look alike, man? I'm all, I'm handsome. This guy's ugly.
Wow. I'm confident.
Well, maybe I wouldn't know. Maybe he could be possibly related. I have a lot of family, that's why. Like a lot.
And they're all Correas?
No. It's more on my mother's side. I have about 85 first cousins.
Damn. 85?
Yeah, on just my mom's side. So. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's because my grandma had like 17 kids, so.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
that's why.
Well, I mean. Well, yeah, grandma. I mean, back then, man, they were productive. Yeah, that's all they had to do.
Yeah, there was nothing to do, so.
Yeah, I was thinking my dad's.
Yeah, that's true.
My dad's family, there's 9 of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I think my mom's side is like 8, and my dad is only 4.
Oh, wow. So
I thought my mom had a lot.
Yeah. Oh. No, back in the day. Go more
17?
Back.
17?
Yeah, she had 17
kids. Wow. 17? Imagine raising 17 children.
That's crazy. And my mom was the oldest. So,
oh shit.
Yeah, so my mom's
she had two.
So your mom had to help out with all the other kids.
Pretty much, like, yeah. So, but the minute she was able to get out of it, she did, so.
Yeah.
I think that's what they all want to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Damn, that's crazy.
Crazy.
Anyways, tell us about yourself, April. What do you like?
what do you want to know?
What do you like?
What topics? What kind of things? Like.
You like anal beans?
Oh, no. You know what? I can't diss it. I've never tried it, so I can't diss it.
Is it, well,
it's the first do you like anal beans? I know. You, I that know was you the first down. Question off your head yeah. there. What's going on?
I never
on?
Tried it, but why not? I'm open for new experiences.
Oh, it comes with sound effects.
Ooh. I know.
Oh, God.
Oh, that sounds horrible in the headphones.
That's disgusting.
I'll just up there.
Just bleep that out.
Oh, you know you're gonna have to rap at the end of the show, right?
That's fine. I'm
we
ready.
Always have. We always have to
oh,
have
wow.
a rap that's off. A battle off. Okay.
Okay. We can do that.
I'll be ready.
But Effie's bad at beats.
I am pretty bad
Maybe
at beats.
Maybe we could.
It's a basic beat always. I tried to do reggaeton simple. The other day, and it was kind of. I was listening to our reggaeton beat. It was pretty off too. It's like, well, we were both doing it at the same time, and it was really off. And I'm like,
I'm going to be honest, I didn't finish the last one.
I haven't even listened to it.
And we want other people to listen to it.
Wait, I'm looking for his mic. Where's his mic?
Oh, his
right
mic.
Here.
Oh,
little built-in one.
Okay, so he's got the fancy thing where it's
connected. Yeah, he sounds the best, I think.
Does he?
Well, not really.
Yeah, we'll come out okay. So.
And also, I mumble a lot.
So do I.
So, that's why I try to stay sober. Because we listened to the first one, and I'm like... Holy shit.
You're like, oh, it's a hot mess.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Well, not the first one. We actually have a pre-first one with with Boss, his boyfriend. And then that one was horrible. I think he sounded the best out of both of us.
Yeah, he sounded the best. He has like a professional sounding voice.
He does.
Oh, okay.
And me and him were just like... Because
we were drunk that time.
We were drunk.
You know what? I heard it.
And
I think
high.
Or did
no,
you post it?
We never posted it. Yeah, we
okay.
didn't post that one.
No, I think we did.
Did we?
I think we did.
No.
I think we did.
I don't think we did.
I'm gonna have to check it out then.
Oh shit, we did, huh?
Yeah, we did.
But you took it off though. Is it still up there?
No, because here's another thing. I don't know how things work. So I got a SoundCloud, and I didn't know you can only have 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
Of, like, free use. So when I uploaded the last episode, it deleted the other two.
Oh no!
So
really?
I gotta figure out how to, like.
So we're gonna have to save these. I don't want these to disappear.
Oh, they're all saved.
Oh yeah, they're saved.
But not on SoundCloud.
Not on SoundCloud. So I gotta find a new host, I guess, or pay for SoundCloud. Or...
How much is a payment for SoundCloud? I was gonna say, no wonder the SoundCloud rappers, their songs are only like a minute and like an hour.
Because they gotta fit the whole album in there.
Each album's like 20 minutes.
That's
yeah.
True.
Yeah, show me, Dobie, hit it, hold it, hit it, whoo. I don't know. That's how they sound
yeah.
like, but whatever.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Literally, you're not far off.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, there's some good SoundCloud rappers.
Oh, I don't know SoundCloud rappers. I'm just
are you familiar
about, like,
with SoundCloud rappers?
No.
Or not really?
I usually just go direct to a link. I don't really actually go through SoundCloud. When I'm looking at stuff. Only if someone posts directly, like a band.
Yeah.
You never heard of Suicide Boys?
No.
Just check them out. You might like them.
Oh, God. I'm scared. Why?
Well, because they're, I guess they sing about... Well, they rap... I mean, their rapping's kind of stupid, but they rap about, like, death and stuff like that. Like, it's dark stuff.
And they post everything on SoundCloud?
Yeah.
Okay.
All their stuff is on SoundCloud. I'm trying to think. Him, another guy named... Well, the way he's, like, the way the name's pronounced is Ghost Main, but I think they say Ghost Man. And same thing, it's like, they look like metalheads,
okay.
but they're rappers. Like, the one of the guys from the Suicide Boys looks like Head from Korn.
Oh, okay.
Like, the dreadlocks, but he's like, has tattoos over his face, but he looks just like him. Like, is that Head?
I bet you they have a Facebook, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they?
I don't know. Like let's say, you know, like, I think they do. I'm pretty sure they do. You can find their music on Spotify and like just like maybe a couple albums, but they mostly post their stuff on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't use Spotify. I use Amazon Music.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm a Spotify.
I should probably go to Spotify.
I am an Apple Music.
All three different.
Amazon.
I was like,
I know it's random, but I was like, oh, I'm gonna try.
Is that included like with your Amazon Prime account
yes.
or something?
Is
that
included
with
oh,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you pay for it.
Yeah, I
pay
for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I did it. I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean,
yeah.
I get
and
to
you get Amazon Video too with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazon Video has a good horror selection. If you like cheesy horror,
they do, and they go back.
Yeah.
Like to the '60s. So.
Well, there's a. I know we said we wouldn't mention other podcasts. Famous
this is a podcast
that mentions other podcasts.
You're gonna get fined and stuff later on. Somebody sends you a ticket.
Well, there's another podcast called "Horny for Horror."
Okay.
And they talk about like they talk about like they watch like cheesy old B movies from the 80s or early 90s.
Yeah.
And there is one that Demon Wind, right? That's the one that came out recently.
Demon Wind. Yeah.
Demon Wind. And that one. It's on Prime. Well, they a lot
they've
of them.
All been. What's the one that we watched with the Thanksgiving murders?
I don't remember. I think it was like
Blood Rage.
Blood Rage, yeah.
I've never heard
horrible.
Of that one.
They're
I gotta catch.
They're
up.
Like deep.
Demo. Well, Demon Wind. I remember seeing the cover at the movie theater. I mean, the movie theater.
And the cover looks cool. It's like a little demon
coming out of a window.
Coming
out
of
window. Yeah.
Where's this one available?
On Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the video.
I'll check it out.
I think you have the candle,
yeah,
right? You have a...
The what?
What?
What's that thing? The candlestick? Or
the what?
What are you talking about?
Like...
Oh, okay. I won't talk about it. Or are you guys being serious?
I don't know. I don't know.
No,
confused.
I don't know what
I'm confused
about.
Myself, so I don't know.
You have it too, don't you? The magic stick from Amazon? Or what's it called?
Oh, the fire stick.
Fire stick.
Oh,
there
no.
We go.
Like,
you're talking about like...
Because you can
a
break
candle.
That.
Yeah, you can unlock
yeah,
them.
Unlock
yeah.
it, yeah.
Yeah.
We have our
no,
Ziloc,
I pay.
But...
I just pay for my.
No, yeah,
stuff.
I have like. yeah, I have Prime and all that, because to break him and all that, it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Well, you just gotta go through so much to find what you want to watch.
Yeah, like especially if you want to see like a fight or something, you have to go through like 2,000 channels.
So it's
just
easier
to, like,
to
find the link.
Yeah.
I'd rather just yeah.
The only thing is the only thing I don't pay for is cable, because I don't watch TV. All I watch is Bravo. So
me too. I live
more.
For Bravo.
Me too. I could talk about Housewives all day.
Oh, man. That's me and my friend's show.
See, I can, but if you guys want to go
Chris,
talk about that.
Chris just made us mojitos.
Thank you.
Chris and Alex made us mojitos.
Thank you so much.
Mango mojitos.
Thank you, papacito.
Thank you.
It's like, uh-oh, we're going to...
Yeah, it's very rare you find another person that's, like, obsessed with that.
Yeah,
that,
tell, like, that half our decor is Housewives themed.
Yeah, I don't know if you look.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's
we got candles. We got... That whole wall is, like, Housewives dedicated.
Oh, yeah. Like, me and her live for that. We live for Atlanta.
Atlanta. So. New York are my girls.
Oh, really?
New York is my number one, but... OC was the OG, but I think it's time to put it to rest.
Yeah, it's the same old story over and
Jersey
over.
Jersey.
It's not the same.
It's been dead for years.
She's all, give me a mic.
Jersey's gotta
go. On. You need to have like a straight up like a special for just that
I know.
Show. You,
I could go on about it.
We can go for hours.
I miss
real
Snooki.
Quick before
I'm just kidding.
Everyone's
just
like,
one question with Housewives and we'll move on.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, it's fine.
No, no. Team Beth and your team Carol.
Carol. I have to. She's more genuine, I think. So.
I thought so. All these seasons I thought so. And then this last season I'm like, Carol, who are you?
Yeah, well I think she just started like keeping up, like how do you say it? Standing up for herself. She's
yeah,
like,
Bethany's a boy. I don't like Bethany. I think she's a jerk.
Yeah, no, but
Carol, come on. Like she's like Bethany wasn't wrong. Like, all she cares about are selfies and hair and makeup.
And
she's not a journalist anymore. Have you seen her tweets? She can't even spell. And that's
true.
It's so sad because she wrote a good book. She was married to a Kennedy, right?
Yeah.
Did he die too?
She was like a legit reporter. Yeah, he died.
Yeah,
oh,
he died.
Oh, shit.
But no, yeah, and Bethany's going through a lot right now.
Conspiracy
yeah.
or not?
So, I mean, yeah, like, it's been a really rough, crazy year for her, so I'll give her a little bit of sympathy.
Yeah, so, but I have to go with Bethany.
This podcast is done.
Okay.
That's all good, okay. So what's up to next topic or what?
So what killed this Kennedy, though? Let's get into conspiracies
well,
now.
This, no, well, this guy died of cancer.
Whoa.
But his cousin was a Kennedy that died in the...
The plane crash.
In Martha's Vineyard.
Oh,
you know which one?
Yeah.
Junior, right?
Damn, this is good.
Just poor Kennedys, man. They're getting killed like flies. Is there any left? I know, right? I don't know what I'm saying. Does that even make sense? Anyways.
Well, this is good.
Is it? I haven't even tried it yet. Let's see.
It is actually really good. Thank you. Mm.
So good.
I feel witchy. Feels like I'm drinking out of a cauldron.
This is like $15 at that crap and social right here. Right?
I know. No, we went to Blackbird, and that place was outrageous.
How much was it there?
We got one beer.
Blackbird, you're outrageous.
One margarita. Yes, you're outrageous with your prices. Calm down. $20.
Damn, that's a lot. $20.
Well,
hey, Blackbird, can I give you a suggestion for Halloween? Since you have those containers, do a Dexter theme there. Let's do a Dexter. Come on.
That's true.
Mm,
most people won't get it.
Dexter. Yeah, maybe. Do you like... Did you watch Dexter?
Yeah, it was...
What'd you think of the ending?
It
was disappointing, right?
It deserved better. That whole show deserved better.
Yeah, I think after the Trinity Killer kind of slowly went down.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
No one will top for fourth season.
Oh, that's
when he finds her dead.
Yeah.
I've never cried, ever.
Oh,
until
no.
Until that scene, I'm like, oh my God. I felt sick. Like, no, honestly, my heart's sake.
And you didn't expect that.
No,
honestly.
I didn't. And those people say, I knew that was coming bullshit.
No, they didn't know.
No, you did not. That poor child in the mother's blood.
Oh, man.
Poor Rita.
Yeah. I know, because she was so nice.
Poor
she didn't deserve anything.
Dang,
fucking Trinity, but he was such a good villain.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, that was a good season. But, you know, I still like the season. Like, I still like the Burrow Girls and then Doomsday Killer.
Yeah, those were good.
I mean, they didn't top 30.
But they should have ended it with Dexter dying.
They should have.
Like, just kill him.
A lumberjack? That was so stupid.
So disappointing. And then,
That was so weird about him.
Carrying Dez's body through everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I kind of blocked out that episode. I'm like,
it was what, six seasons? Seven?
Eight.
Is it eight?
Yeah, it's eight. Because six is Doomsday. The seven is the one where she finds out he's the killer.
And that's... So there's eight.
And eighth was the one with the... So like, Hello, Dexter. I helped you create
Oh,
you.
Yes. I forgot about that bitch.
Your daddy came to me.
I started reading the books, too. Those were good.
Oh, you see, you told me the books were really different from the story.
You mean the comic books? Right?
I didn't know there was comic books. No, these are novels.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen comic books.
Oh, wow.
Based on it.
Check those out.
Because they were going to have them at Epcon one time, and then they didn't do it after all.
Oh. That would have been cool. I didn't know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can I ask you a question about the Epcon thing?
Oh, shit.
Is Whoops. It cool?
No, it's all good. Go for it.
What happened with the thing with that guy, with the actor from Aliens, Michael Bane?
What about it?
Wasn't he, like, suing...
Oh, was it because they didn't get full payment or something like that?
Yeah,
I don't know. No, you know what? I think he made a big scene, and then they ended up just...
Dropping him?
No, they paid him and then just...
Told him to take off?
Like, yeah, like pretty much. From what I heard, they didn't tell me too much from third parties, so...
Because I always wondered, I'm like, what the hell happened? Because, like, I mean, he's pretty much a washed-up actor now. Like, he's not really... I know, washed-up. Sorry.
No.
Are you making fun of the way I'm speaking?
Dirty kicking in.
Dirty kicking in. I'm sorry if I'm... I can't speak right now. It's
start slurring alcohol. Like in 20 more minutes.
Slurring pretty bad. If a cop pulled me over, I'd be like,
No, you're fine. You're fine.
But anyways, I was just wondering because like I wanted to go because I wanted to meet him because I love Aliens. That's like one of my favorite movies of all time. And I'm like, oh, he's so cool, man. I want to be him. I would have loved to meet what's his name? Oh my god, I can't think of his name. The actor that passed away that did Twister and Aliens and Bill Paxton.
Yeah. Did he come?
No, he never came.
Oh, okay.
But it would have been awesome to meet
him. It would have been awesome.
Because he did a lot of... He even came on in that Limp Bizkit video.
Which one?
For after they lost Wes Borland, they had that guitar player from... what's that band? I can't think of the band right now. But yeah, when he left, they replaced him with that guy. And there was that one song, I'll Eat You Alive.
Careful, you're going to get fined.
I know. No, we can play 12 seconds of a song.
Oh, even can you?
Is it 12? I thought it was 30. I don't know.
Is it 30? I don't know.
No, you can, because that's like on the Instagram stories. When you add music, you can add 30 seconds of a song.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That's kind of cool, but they changed it recently, right? There has to be a video. It can't be a still picture.
Really?
Yeah, because I was trying to put a picture of me with like a badass song and it's not working. And I'm like, I don't want a video.
Well, that would be kind of weird, a picture.
Why?
Like there's music and we're just looking at you like
why
this.
Why you look at me?
Like, well, that's true. Well, what if it was a good picture of me looking really good?
And what song would be in the background?
What was the song?
I
don't even remember. I think it was...
Behind Blue Eyes, the Limp Bizkit cover. Is that a song?
That's a song. No, oh, I wasn't that song. It was
song. He's all shit, it was that song.
Yeah, you're right, damn it. It was that song. No, it was Funky Town.
Were you wearing your uniform or what?
No.
Oh, it's like, oh my god.
Oh no, if I was wearing my uniform, it'd be, yeah, I don't know. I can't think of
anything. Did you hear, now that we had to sign something where you can't post pictures or videos in your uniform anymore?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
She's I like, never signed anything.
Never got that.
I never signed anything, so I still do it.
I still do it, too. I do it all the time.
Well, I had, like, a meeting, and, like, you guys cannot post videos in your uniform or your mail truck or any of that. But I still do it.
Yeah, I still do it, too. No one's told me anything, yet.
Well, they told you anything, then.
Let me tell you, the post office world is fucking ridiculous.
Dirty.
What's your full name?
Alejandro Sanchez.
All right.
We didn't even introduce ourselves, right? It doesn't matter. People already know who the
fuck. Well, do it for just in case people are tuning in barely.
Tuning in for the first time.
Oh yeah, I mean this is gonna be the only episode on SoundCloud anyway. So yeah, for tuning in. I'm Effie.
And I'm Maddie.
Can this like audio get transferred like to Facebook?
I don't think so. Anything.
I mean, I think we can post a link to it, but okay. I don't think.
Yeah, you could post a link to it.
Will it show just the link, or will it show like a?
I think it'll just show the link. I don't know. Actually, I've never tried it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Or I'll say like SoundCloud or like something like that.
Yeah. I'll say SoundCloud and you have to click the link and it'll take you to the page.
So I can put this, if you want, I can put this and put it on my page.
Yeah.
And then I can boost it.
Oh, yes.
So, but you guys have to make a Facebook page.
Yeah, totally.
I know, we do.
Even if it's just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
It can be a shits for giggles page.
Yeah.
But we have to find somebody to manage it though, because
I can do it. Hang on.
It takes like a second to do it. It's not a band. He's all getting stressed out already. This is too much.
I don't know. I already have Instagram to worry about and Snapchat and Facebook and Vero. I can't.
Vero.
You have one too, asshole. I saw you there.
Oh yes, I do, because somebody told me Vero's the next big thing, and I'm like, I'm gonna download a Vero, and
I never use it
either. I don't even have the app.
I used it once too. I know, because it's like, these friends have Vero, and it was you and somebody else. I can't remember who else.
There's another one, like called Peach or something. Did you guys ever hear that?
Mm-mm.
It lasts like 2 days.
Peach? What the name? Like,
someone's like, oh, download Peach. It's like a Instagram, Facebook.
What's like the best app or whatever to like look up dudes, I guess, or find anybody?
Instagram.
Is that
For dating or like just for anything?
Like hooking up.
I think Instagram.
Oh, really?
Well, Instagram is like the new Grindr for the gays anyway.
Oh, really?
Mm. I don't know how it works for the straights, but I'm sure like the...
Not for straights.
Do people still use the old apps like Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, they're still around. Really? I talked to a friend.
I never had like on
the... I hung out with a friend and he told me, oh yeah, man, like he's all, is Plenty of Fish still around? So yeah, it's still around. So is OkCupid. I didn't even know OkCupid was around either. I'm like, OkCupid's still around?
Shit.
What?
There's some other ones though, right? There's like,
I think those are the two big free ones.
Oh, okay.
No, they're all free.
FarmersOnly.com.
Farmers. I think you have to pay for that one. Oh, so come get your potatoes, ladies.
J-Date. If you want to stuff a Jew.
What?
J-Date.
What's that?
A Jewish dating site.
Oh.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. That
there's
cute.
A dating site for people with STDs.
What? Mm-hmm.
There's endless.
You mean like STDs you can't get rid of?
I'm guessing.
Like, if you have it, then, herpes. You know, also why. Oh, okay. So, there you go.
Well, that's weird. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool, I guess, for herpes people.
Yay, herpes.
I can't see. Okay.
Well, I know, because I know the new ones are, Tinder was around for a while. Tinder, there's Bumble.
I hear now you can use Tinder without a Facebook account linked to it.
Oh, can you? Well, I think that Bumble one, too, you can hook your Instagram to it.
Oh, really?
I don't know about
that. Oh, so they can, like, creep harder at you? Or what?
Yeah.
Probably. Oh, okay.
I haven't been in the dating app world for years, so I don't know.
We have to freshen up. At least know what's out there.
I know.
Just in case people ask.
Well, Bumble is a new one, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go. Well,
I think it's new. I think you're just new to it.
Yeah, I'm just new. There's a... there's, I was going to say, there's a... I think in that one, the girls have to message you.
Yeah.
And then with the other ones, I guess it's back and forth, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
OkCupid, Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
You have all those on your phone, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Oh. No, I don't.
Well, no, I don't. You're like, no.
Just kidding, I don't care.
What apps do you have on your phone?
It's Instagram, Snapchat, the typical ones.
Oh, okay. I never open my Snapchat.
And Sound.
I used to, but they move SoundCloud. Around.
I got SoundCloud because I thought it I assumed that I could find anything I wanted in there, but obviously you can't because everything's licensed. But people post like one song or whatever. I guess it depends on the band. Like I found like Fear Factory. Like some guy posted all their albums on there. I'm all, fuck yeah! So I'm all listening to all their music.
You can get that on Amazon Music.
I know.
Yeah, this is back then. Now I have Amazon Music, so I don't have to worry about it.
Whatever, it was like 2 days ago.
But you know what sucks about Amazon Music, though, is that they don't have certain records from some bands, like from old school bands.
Yeah.
Like you know, Apple Music does. Because I did try the Apple Music, so you know, you could get it for 3 months for free. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. But I think the layout's so boring, though. It's so, like, they need a... I don't know. It's so boring.
What do you need? Like, you're just gonna.
I want it to be
music.
Black and
cool, wanna...
cool and.
Well, like Spotify. You know
what I do? Yeah, like Spotify looks cool.
Does it? Okay. I mean.
So does my. I mean, I like the like let's say like playlists and stuff
okay,
like that.
Okay,
like
I get
the way
it.
You
yeah,
organize
I get
everything.
Because I hate the update they did on the podcast.
Hey, watch for like
okay.
Apple. For the viewer, the listeners. Like I'm showing them like the phone. Let's see, like this shows all the artists I like. My music is all my music. I can go from like playlist to artist, the albums
so
and
confusing.
Songs.
Yeah.
Songs. Really? I guess.
No, Spotify is easier for me. I'm all.
I don't know. Apple Music is the way to go, guys.
It's always going to be two worlds.
Three worlds.
Who we got over here? Some iPhones?
Apple Music.
See?
Smart people.
Guess gotta leave.
Amazon Music.
Smart people or
no? Well, I'm just saying, like, no. Once you use a certain one, you stick to it.
No, yeah, but I
and I don't need all the.
Well, I had Spotify for a minute, but then I don't know. I just got this.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
What I like about Spotify is that right when the song ends, the ending of that song and the new one starts, like, you can still hear, like, the ending of the.
Oh, other. Like a fade out kind
yeah,
of thing.
Really?
Yeah,
cool.
They have that option. Yeah.
It's oh, pretty cool. Okay, so it's an option. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because, like, in, with this one, like, it just after the song ends, it goes beep and it goes to the next song. Kind of ruins it for me. I'm like, especially with those songs where, like, they kind of continue a little bit.
Yeah.
And I listen to a lot of music where they have, like, so it's all dun, 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 beep, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh.
You're all distracted.
Yeah, like, you know, do you remember a band called Head P?
Yes.
See, I want to listen to their Broke album, and it's not on there. They have, like, their newer stuff, and I'm like, I want to hear that album. Come on.
Are they still around?
Yeah, they're still around. They have a shitload of albums.
They
have,
like 20 years old.
Really?
But they changed their style a lot. They're more like punk now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're
I'm
not so much
it up
like,
right now, actually.
Yeah, because they were kind of like Limp Bizkit.
They do
like,
have
they
songs. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Yeah, from back in the day.
Yeah.
Like in the new metal days.
The new metal days.
New metal.
So, well, that's where I kind of met you, right? During the new metal days?
Kind of, yeah.
How did you guys meet?
Jeez. Through bands.
Through bands and Facebook.
No.
No. MySpace.
MySpace.
Plenty of fish.
MySpace.
Yeah.
And Plenty of Fish.
That didn't even start.
No, it was Facebook, yeah. No.
MySpace,
yeah.
But you know what? I've kind of, like, realized for the past couple of years that almost 80% of people that are my, like, friends, my life, I met just through bands.
Yeah, bands.
I met her through a band, so I met you through a band. So, yeah, so that's kind of weird because all the damn shows I did, I guess,
oh,
I threw.
Shit.
And a shout out to the Red Queen Effect.
Oh, shit. Rest in peace.
Oh, did they break up?
No, they're still together, but they're one of those bands that just, they refuse to quit, but it's really hard for them to get together to, like, make
God
music
bless.
And stuff. Because they all have families and kids and
yeah.
all that stuff.
Yeah,
so
it's hard.
So, Mark. No, it was Chris Flores. Chris James Flores. Oh. Yeah, that's his brother, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I ran into Chris a lot, like, on the bars.
Who doesn't?
And I'm like, what's up, man? And he was a little drunk. He's like, hey, we gotta hang out, bro. I'm like,
did he mention
down.
His band again for the 50th time?
Which one? Red Queen?
Yeah, he always mentioned.
No, he actually never mentioned Red Queen.
Really?
To me, no.
Oh.
I noticed that he jammed out with Albert. I don't know if you know Albert. He's part of Mijas.
No. I don't know him.
No. Well, they were jamming. I'm like, I know both of them. And Albert's a really good guitar player. I'm like, oh, man, invite me next time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he has a jam space where
yeah,
they go
they,
in.
Yeah, they both share the jam space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they both pay for
well,
it.
I probably have met him.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He's funny.
I'm better with faces.
Yeah, me too.
So
pretty bad with names. But, yeah. And I think I saw Serge when he was with you that one time.
Oh, yeah. He's always my shadow.
I think the last time I saw you was at the Dillinger Escape Plan show.
Was it?
Yeah, I was trying to get in, but they wouldn't accept credit cards, so I had to.
Oh no, shit! Oh.
And I was so bummed because that was their last.
That
was
a
Wells tour.
Amazing and show, like amazing. We have a guest speaker. Like Bravo.
Ding dong.
What's
it? Yeah, watch what happens.
That's like actually the exact yeah. ding dong. It was meant
come
to be.
On, Bravo, lady. Get in here, boss.
Come on, Lee.
That was awesome. Keep that doorbell handy. That's when you have guests.
Where boss just got here.
Get a full house.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, boss.
Nice to meet you.
Anyways.
Off track, right?
Sorry.
That was awesome. I just realized it too, and I've heard that doorbell go off like 5 times already. That's crazy.
All right.
So what's the topic at Ken? What should we discuss or what?
All right. So
seriously.
So you're a music promoter or
yes.
event.
Yeah, I guess you could say booker.
Booker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A booker.
Promoter.
You've been doing it for forever since I.
Yeah.
How'd you get into that?
I guess you can say I started kind of like in high school. I used to have, well, she's still my friend. Oh, big shout out to Irene Sigler. She's one of my really good friends since high school. She invited me to a backyard show at her house. And I was like watching the first everything. I was like, it was like Soma played that show. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember Soma.
Yeah, and they were in the backyard and stuff. And I was just watching her like take people's money. And people were just going to her backyard. And I was like, hey, is this all your money? She's all, yeah. And I was all like, oh, shit. Damn. This is kind of something cool, man. And she's like, yeah, you just, you know, give the band beer and just have a PA, blah, blah, blah. And then she kind of like was like, well, can I throw one here? She was like, okay. And I was like, so she let me borrow her house and everything. Got a little crazy. The cops showed up. But besides the point, I got to, like, make some money and, like, actually, like, bring people together to, like, a thing. Because, I mean, promoter, come on. The motive is also money. And then also you get to, like, you know, see all your friends and get, like, trashed up and listen to music.
Yeah.
So we started doing that in high school. And then right after high school, I started, like, going to, like, book at, like, bars and venues and stuff like that. So I've been doing it for, like, 18 years already.
Oh, damn.
So it's been since 2000. So.
I mean, it's more of a hobby, too, right? It's not so much that you want to...
Yeah,
I mean, would you like to do that full-time? Because I know it's...
No, it's a lot of shit, right? It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work, especially in El Paso. I mean, it's a little easier, I think, in a bigger city. But I have my actual full-time job, and then I do this as a hobby. Back then, I was trying to do it, like, to make, you know, a living off of it, but... I ended up paying the bands and making sure the show actually, like, was legit instead of, like, being kind of cheap and then keeping most of the money, so.
Yeah, because I know during that time when I was still in the band and you were kind of out of the picture, you weren't doing it, so a lot of the shows were being booked, like, with us, was with Phil from Pony Productions.
Yeah.
With him, and then this other guy named AJ, he was, I forget what he called it, something Productions too, but I remember they were, like, it was like a rivalry between them, which is something stupid, but like they became friends now. Like they're cool.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Yeah. Happens all the time.
Like, you know, like, oh, we're going to book this banner, blah, 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 you know? And I never got that. Like, same thing with the whole beef with bands, how like they don't want to work with each other, you know? Like they're so disconnected, I guess, the music scene. Like, you know, obviously when it comes like the metal, hardcore, punk, ska, like they all kind of keep away from each other. There's never a show with all of them together.
Well, see, that's the biggest thing that I had was an issue with things like that. And I always try to throw actually shows that had a bunch of different bands. So yeah. I think you were in one of them, actually. I used to throw a bunch of them like at Badlands and like the House of Rock and things like that. And I used to have like literally a ska band, a metal band, like different genres.
Yeah, I think that's fun.
It's fun because then like... You know, if you're into a certain type of genre, then you actually check out some other band in El Paso and you dig it. Mm-hmm. That's actually how one time I went to... someone made me go to a punk show and I was like, oh, I don't know, I really don't listen to punk. And then I went and then I saw my friend Ben's band Extremity play and I was like, oh, shit. And they like blew me the fuck away. And I was like, damn, they're pretty badass. I know. I saw the shirt. That's what's up. And they're badass. And they're like, I was like, I never would have guessed it. I would have actually like enjoyed a band. So yeah, he's cool. I think he's a FedEx, right?
Is he? I don't know. I don't know him.
Yeah, he's FedEx.
Oh, the enemy.
I know. I feel bad because I'm always like bullying his page all the time. So. It's okay. Me and a bunch of guys have to do it. I'm the one that started. If you follow on Facebook, I'm the one that started the guitar where he's like, that's me. I'm the one that started it. So. It's because he looks so like hardcore in that picture. So I was like, I'm going to cut you out, and I start posting him on like the moon and like playing like all with Creed and all. Just like he like messaged me, he's like, that's fucked up, and I'm like, I know, but it's funny. He's like, I know. So I started an epidemic, so hopefully it chills out.
He's a meme.
Sorry, Ben. I've just been doing shows for like 18 years. I would take a couple months off, you know, because I have a life, so I have to do some stuff, but then I go back because I miss it. Yeah, I've actually brought some bands that I've always wanted to bring that I thought I would never be able to because I don't think I'm at that level. So for someone like me, all tiny, you know, bringing like Voodoo Glow Skulls and the Toasters over, that was pretty cool. So
and you bring them like regularly, right?
I don't like to do it too hardcore where like, you know, some bookers, they book like 10 big acts a year.
I know POD's just... here almost every year now.
I know, Rock. Right? They're on the Stinky Rock free show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like, and that's cool, you know, because yeah, that keeps things consistent. People have something to do here. But with me, I mean, I like to take my time on each show, especially with like those bands, because I don't want to like let El Paso down pretty much. Because every time they all come through, they're like super glad they did. So yeah. That's why they keep coming back.
Yeah, because you want to build up that, you know, have a build up. So like, because if somebody comes that often, they're going to be like, oh, they're back again. I'll just catch them next time, you know?
Yeah.
That way when they come, like on a yearly thing, you're like, oh, cool. It's that time. Let's go see them.
Yeah, exactly. Even a year, I think that's a little kind of stretching it. Because some people are like, oh, didn't they just come last year? And I'm like, well, shit, at least they're coming through again.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, I mean, time flies fast nowadays. Like,
I know.
I got it's funny because I got an update on my one memory on my Facebook. And I was like, oh, shit, I posted that a year ago? I felt like it was a couple months ago. I'm like, what?
I'm like, oh, man, damn that memory thing, dude. Sometimes you're like, aw, and then sometimes you're like, fuck that.
Or no, you're like, that was me. I'm horrible.
Especially like your very first post that you put like 6 years ago. You're like, oh, why did I say that? And it's like, oh, shit, oh, well.
Was that cool or why? What the fuck?
And then if you had like 3 likes, I was like, awesome.
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, shit, I sounded dumb. Take it down.
So. 3 likes, that's it? What? Who am I?
And then the pictures were so pixelated or like brightened and oh, it was horrible.
4 megapixel cameras.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I remember one of my first pictures. I'm wearing like a cardigan with a tie, and I have like my ghetto razor phone, and I'm taking a picture. And you come in, and you're like, you know, like, you look cute, but ghetto phone boy.
That was a ghetto phone, that Frankenstein.
Oh man,
Jolly Rancher phone.
Oh. That was a different phone.
Oh.
At a point, I had wasn't a razor, it was a crazer, right? The thinner, thicker one.
What?
I don't know.
The razor is like the longer.
It was
thin
a flip
one.
Phone.
Yeah, and then there was another one that looked just like. No, it was called something else. It looked like a razor, but it was thinner and chubbier.
Thinner and chubbier.
I feel like it was well because the razor was like thick and skinny. I guess you could say like it was thin, but it was like thick.
Wide.
There we go. That's the word.
I'm like,
wide.
Are we still talking about phones?
No.
She was wide, baby. Wow. Well, she was.
She was. Well, thank
you. I like how he looks at you. Like he's just like, like. Oh,
what does he say?
Goodness.
He's
just, not, just
he's
finish
like,
your thought.
Like, you're not choosing the right words. I'm sorry. No, yeah, it's thin but wide, and then the other one was.
Yeah,
yeah, the other
you're
one was.
You're just digging yourself.
We got it.
Yeah. Well, anyways,
we know what a razor looks like.
Okay, so it was green, like a jelly rancher green. And then I lost the back where the battery goes. So my friend had a pink one, and she gave me the pink one, the back pink. The
Did you rock it like that for a while?
Yeah, I did. So it was green
like a
with
jelly
the
rancher, like a watermelon jelly rancher
phone. Yeah, and it was pretty. Jeez. I thought it was kind of
cool. Nice.
Hey, you know what? At least you had a phone. Some
was
people
unique.
Don't have phones.
I used to get those prepaid phones at the gas station.
What? Yeah. Oh, man. The Nokias or whatever? Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And I'm like, can I buy some minutes? This is back in the day, like a long time ago.
I didn't have a phone until I graduated high school.
Yeah, me too.
No, I had a phone for a while. I used to have a phone where you can like add the antenna and it would light up all crazy. And then you could put the faceplate. You can buy them like at the swap.
Oh, yeah.
Those were cool. Get
oh,
all
God.
Into it.
And texts were like $2,000.
Yes.
I remember I would send texts and the bills would come and my mom would kill me.
Or if you sign on the internet for a quick second, that shit better like, it's like $10 right there.
Why is this bill $200? I just sent 3 texts. I don't know.
Or you start talking on the phone, but it wasn't after 9, it was like at 8:15 and still counted and shit.
Oh, because it was free after, right?
I just recently got unlimited hours. Up until last year, I only had like 200 hours a month.
Wow.
So I'm like, I gotta go. I'm out of hours.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Welcome
I don't
to
lose
unlimited.
My limited data.
I don't. I only have like 2 gigabytes, I think.
I need unlimited data. Because I am on this more than I should be.
On the internet?
On my phone.
Didn't
oh,
you buy
phone?
That book? How to Break Up With Your Phone?
Ask me how it went.
How did it go?
Not well. Not well, bitch. Not well.
So how long? Wait, let me ask you guys something. How long have you guys been doing this podcast? This, where did the idea come from, or what?
I think we just needed
something to do.
Yeah, I'm like, we listen to podcasts all the time. So I'm like,
and then you can still hang out.
Let's do it. Drink, talk to people.
Let's just drink and talk. We do it anyway. We're just recording, so doing it.
Yeah, because you know what? I think it was one night we were outside drinking, and I started talking about politics and religion and all that stuff, and I'm like, you know what? We should do a podcast about, we just talk about anything. Just talk about whatever and then see where it goes and laugh and, you know, and drink. And why not, you know? Let's talk about horror movies. We listen to different podcasts. Like, I listen to about, like, one, you know, there's the true crime, comedy, conspiracies and all that stuff. Let's combine all those and do whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, it's open book to anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, am I your first, like, on the, like, booking or music or...
You're the first professional one, I guess you could say.
Yeah, yeah. We just had, like, professional.
I know. Well, that are not friends, like...
Oh, okay, this is, like...
We just had, like, his brother.
My friend Brandon, and...
And our friend Belinda.
Belinda, yeah.
So it's gonna go up from here.
We want to.
You shouldn't. Make the page. Oh, totally.
Strangers, I think. You know, just people we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Just hoping that, we're actually obviously clicking really well. I mean, I already knew you. You never met any and you guys are.
Yeah. I sadly always meet him or see him when I'm already fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember meeting you once at Hope and Anchor once.
Yeah, that's because my friends used to work there, so I used to always
get free. Yeah, you were fucked up.
I was always drunk, yeah. But I never drove, okay, so that's
I'm
a good
sure
part.
I was too.
But anyway.
Yeah, I think we were, I mean, we.
Yeah, we've
well,
all.
Back then, we were
sloppy,
there.
Sloppy.
Yeah, we would. This one time, I remember when Hope and Anchor first opened, we were there, and there was a bunch of people we knew there. We ended up, we started dancing on tables, so we got other people and other tables to start dancing, and I'm like, man, we're...
Everybody was dancing on tables, and the staff was like, get off the tables! Trying to drag everybody off the tables. And we were a mess. Yeah. We started a dance train.
A Sucia train, remember?
Sucia train.
Oh, my
Sucia
Lord.
Tunnel.
There at
Good
Hope?
Times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. I should have been videotaped.
We made a tunnel on Sucia.
Oh, my. That sounds actually kind of fun.
It was fun.
Do you remember the La Disco?
They didn't have it there, though.
No. Was that a Zeppelin?
Yes. Zeppelins used to be...
Lowbrow.
Mm-hmm. When it was all one level.
Yeah. Those are fun times,
One level,
too.
And it was connected to the upstairs.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That where it was an Irish bar for a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
Every Thursday it was La Disco. And they had Dollar, PBRs, and
PBRs,
Lone Stars,
and there's another one. Keystone.
Oh
my
God.
So
we would just go and get fucked up.
Keystone were probably the last to go.
I'm surprised we, like, survived.
I know, and it's, you know what's funny? I remember we were drinking that shit, and then next year, we're like, we're at Hope and Anchor, and we're drinking, like, Ultras, and then we're like, whoa, what happened to us? Like, we're so. And I was like, dude, where do we get the money to pay for that stuff? Because we weren't really working during that.
I would make. Well, I worked retail my whole life before this. I would get, like, retail sucks. Like, you get. Well, like at the mall anyway, like a Hot Topic, I would get, like, what, 10 hours a week?
Oh, horrible.
So my paychecks were like 120. And I don't know, somehow we made it work, and we'd buy our
Well,
because
you go to
out.
The places where everything's cheap, right?
Yeah.
We're not
hoping
anchor.
I'm like, how the hell did we do it? Like, I was broke as fuck. Like, there was some days where my paychecks were like $60.
Well, you made it work, though.
But I made that shit work.
I know, I think about it now when I used to work at Marshall's. You might
that's
have my,
right, you worked at Marshall's.
My
Dang, that's a long time ago.
I know. I remember my paychecks, like, were like, yeah, $150, $160, and I was like, yes, I got a good haul today this week.
Damn, that shit. Nah, I can't know.
So like, you don't imagine like getting paid and working for the post office. I was like, what?
What
have I been doing my whole life?
What do I do with all this money? I'm rich.
but it was a huge step up.
Oh, yeah, big time. I was like,
oh,
whoa.
Yeah. That's how I felt with my job. I was like, I don't know about this shit. Like, insurance? Who the fuck's going to
Oh, yeah, if you're like, looking for insurance for your
Oh, yeah, I got to throw that in there, right? But I was like, oh, man, like, if you actually, like, really, like, hustling, that's a lot of money you make if you really, really want to. So It's a good job. No complaints. So.
Well, complaints from you. Stop folding my mail.
Hey, man, that guy. I would only have like two pieces, and he just fucking do it anyway, and just like shove it in there. But that was pissing me off.
Let me tell you, she has one of those little tiny old school mailboxes that.
Oh, those little. Oh, God, I hate those. But you know what I do? I rubber band them and I throw them out there.
Well, this guy, or my mailman, he would like fold all my mail and, like, and just like shove it in there. So when I get home, everything's like torn in half. And I was like, so I wrote him a nice letter and I said, you know, dear mailman, can you not fold my mail? And
did then you underline the not?
I did, and then I stuck it.
You know how your mailman reads that? Dear mailman, do not fold my letters.
Well, I was pissed. So, but you know what? He wrote back. He put sorry, and then he put it back, and then he started putting them right, and then it went back to being folded again. But yeah.
No, I got a bad one. Cause, and my route, people are always in and out, in and out.
Yeah.
I can't keep up. I'd go by address, not by names. So like, I was delivering to this house, and they left me this nasty note. It was like, "Fuck you, you dumb bitch." This person doesn't fucking live here. Do your job, lazy mailman. I'm like, So I didn't deliver to them anymore. I'm like, fuck you guys. You want to call me a dumb bitch? No. Absolutely not.
Well, they deserve. You posted, well, not posted, but I've seen some.
Yeah, I got one recently where it's all like, what did it say? I posted it on Instagram too.
And you did. I was like, damn, dude. Like, really? Crazy. Like, they get personal.
People get crazy.
Just ignore them. Just lose their. And then why would you say that to someone who has, like, your mail?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
you know what I mean?
This is what it said. It said, return to sender. Dear collection agency, I don't deal with you crooked folks. Fuck off.
No, this man, he's that's like, crazy. Hey, can you please stop delivering for this person? They don't live here. And the other day, the cops came because they have a warrant on this guy and they broke down my fence, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, like, what the fuck do I have to do with that? Well, talk to the cops. Is that what you keep delivering their mail? I'm like, that doesn't fucking matter.
That's not up to you.
I got another one, too. And then actually, like, the writing is really nice, too. And it's all, there's no reason for this bitch to reserve mail here anymore.
Wow. Like,
damn. So that must be the new girlfriend, right?
Damn. Are those houses, please only deliver mail for, there's like 10 people. I'm like, no.
Usually just deliver all names.
That's funny.
What's it? It's like a clown car of a house. There's like 10 people living there with different names.
This is like post office podcast bins.
I know. One. It's moved to something else.
Post office.
How many minutes do you have left?
Show promoter.
It's 47 minutes.
We got about 13 minutes left.
13 minutes, so.
Okay.
What do you guys want to go with this? We're going to talk about anything.
Oh, let me plug in something.
Plug in whatever you want to plug in.
Okay, might as well get my 2-hour drive in. Oh, man. You guys live super far, but it's fine.
I know.
Well, no, just if anybody hears this and they are in the music scene or what have you, please message me for anything, like if you guys want to do shows. Because I'm really getting bad at, like, listening to, like, new stuff. I don't hear about new bands, I guess, because, they're all playing Lowbrow now. But Lowbrow, they're moving, right?
Yeah, they're moving. Lowbrow and Love Buzz.
Yeah.
Love Buzz, too?
Yeah, they have a lot of shows there.
But, yeah, bands, hit me up for anything. I'm also having a show on November 3rd, is it? I think it is. Oh, man, I told myself to, like, remember it.
Is that Dia de los Muertos? No, that's the second, right?
It's at Badlands, and I'm having a bunch of different like ska and punk bands. I'm having Extremity play. I'm having Dulce Mal. I'm having Seek the Fire. I'm having Valley Rats, the F Bombs, and Z Clef. They're a new band. They're really good. They used to be called Somewhat Lethargic.
Oh yeah, I've heard of them. I never heard.
They're really good. The bass player is awesome.
Is that the one with the girl singer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but they moved over to like a different kind of style, but it's pretty good. And I think two other bands. And then we're going to have like a shitload of vendors selling a bunch of crap, pipes, everything you could think of, the good stuff. And it's going to be pretty much an all-day thing, so it's going to start like at 3 or 2 o'clock.
Should go.
So I'll put up the flyer next to the podcast link.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do the same. Perfect. We'll do the same. Just send us the flyer.
And will you guys be ever interested in doing like interviewing any type of musicians?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone. Of course, everyone, yeah. Everyone.
Everyone's welcome. Everyone.
Strippers. Hey. Cartels. Cartels, hey, if you're listening to this.
Not cartels, they will kill us. They'll
behead us. I can't tell you, you cannot put this on us.
And then you definitely need to have a Housewives podcast. I know he would go crazy, but...
I love Housewives.
At least, like, a discussion panel on different views, because I can go all day. Me and my friend can go all day with that. Well, she probably could school me, because she lives for it. Well, she likes other, like, shows that I don't really give them a chance. Like, she likes that Married to Medicine or whatever.
I haven't gotten into that one yet.
She says that one's pretty epic.
I just got into 90 Day Fiancé. Get into 90 Day Fiancé.
Really?
It's crazy.
I heard about it. Is it? Like, it's like crazy. Russian chicks and stuff? Right?
It's all kinds
It's just
of,
everywhere. Like, yeah. All over the world.
It's real. And
it's real?
People are insane.
Traumatized.
People are insane.
Yeah. Like, they get in really bad fights, and they don't even know the same language sometimes.
Yeah. It's crazy. But I love it.
It's on Bravo, TV. Too?
No, it's on TLC.
It's on TLC.
Yeah. That one's so a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, I have to check that show out.
Mm-hmm.
90 days. So they're kind of like trying out fiance. Is it men or women?
Both.
They're both.
Oh, okay. So it's also women like trying out like a fiance from mm-hmm. somewhere else.
Are they get catfish?
Does it have to come from like money or no?
No.
No.
There's right now in this current season, there's this hillbilly who's trying to marry a Nigerian.
And then he'll go to like her country.
Yeah, this Nigerian is like obsessed with Trump. He's like, I want to be like Trump. Right, so she went to Nigeria and brought him all this Trump gear. And he's going to come back with her.
I'm in love with Trump.
Yeah.
I got to check that out. I haven't seen that one.
This one's before the 90 days. This is before the 90 days, 90 Day Fiancé, and after the 90 days, happily ever after, ? It's never happy. It's never.
Oh, man.
I'm going to get me one of those mail order brides from Japan.
Effie.
They're expensive.
You never learn.
First, plenty of fish, now this.
Plenty of fish.
I know. I'm going to get them plenty of fish.
You have a tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
When did that happen?
4 years ago.
Oh, shit.
Día de los Muertos, I actually want to...
I'm
going to add the Lotería card of the heart right here on my arm.
Uh-huh.
Because I wear my heart in my sleeve.
Yeah, but it's on your arm. It's on your arm, though. Huh? No, you're not saying it right, though.
That's my forearm, yeah.
You're going to see my forearm.
My forearm, yeah. It's going to be on my forearm.
So what else do you guys want to say? Anything you want to...
I want to talk about.
You only get to ask me once, and I'll never reveal again.
Ask her something.
Oh, we got to ask her more. Okay.
Oh, shit. What did I...
No, I was gonna ask her the our little other segment.
Oh, yeah.
What's your jerk moment of the
week? Jerk moment of the week, and we didn't even say the name of the podcast this week.
We are circle jerks.
What was my jerk moment?
Yeah.
Like something I did fucked up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I felt bad because my dad got a new phone and he didn't know how to like. Turn everything on or whatever, and he kept calling me, and I kept throwing his ass to voicemail. And I thought it was because of that, but it's because he got locked out of the house, and I'm the only one that had the key, so he was sitting out there for like 7 hours. So I felt kind of bad because I kept throwing him the voicemail. Yeah, so.
And he just called you right now too, and you.
Yeah, and
it.
I did, and I slid him 2 voices. So I'll call him after. Hopefully, he's not still out there. But yeah, it's because he calls me for. I'm the one that takes care of everything, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I did it. But that was my jerk moment of the week. So, yours? No, you don't have one.
This week, I'm trying to think, what was my jerk moment of the week?
You're a mailman shoving mail, folding it, and putting it in someone's thing.
I don't know. I don't think I have one this week.
He's such a nice guy.
I guess when I yelled at the dog that was trying to bite me, but that's not really a jerk moment. I was trying to protect myself. Actually, I was kind of rude to the lady. I'm like, ma'am, you need to keep the dog in your yard. Like,
I can't see you serious. I can't. or getting mad.
Your dog in your yard.
No,
you like it? You like it when I bark at you and you're like, oh, Sonny, I'm so sorry. Do you usually walk this part of mall? No, but I chose to because it was nice. Now I'm not going to walk anymore. I'm just going to drive by your house.
Scully be a nasty note. Careful.
Nah, I felt bad. She was nice. But, like, I was like, ma'am, you need to be careful when you open your door because your dog's going to run out. And I know you can't control him. Because she's, you know, like I said, she's an older woman, overweight. She's wearing... She wasn't wearing clothes. She was wearing her tutu thing or whatever it's called. Moo-moo.
What's the difference?
I know, tutu.
Continue.
Moo-moo.
Nothing. Imagine an old, elderly, overweight woman wearing nothing but a tutu.
And she was Caucasian, of course. Typically, no, I'm just kidding.
Don't play that. Because
I don't think Mexican ladies do wear that, do they? Do Mexican women wear moo-moos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think so. Yeah. In the kitchen. Making tamales.
That's an apron. Just kidding.
No, that's a moo-moo.
No,
oh, I know what you're
like
talking about.
House.
You're talking about like the older senora, like ladies, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, this lady's not that old.
So
anyways, what's your jerk moment then?
I don't think I have one.
No?
That's so nice. No, just kidding. What did I do?
Well, you stopped delivering metal to that guy, so that's... But I mean, that's...
Oh, but he was asking for
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nothing?
Nothing good this week.
Oh.
Believe it or not. I think I have.
I'm pretty sure you have. You're a jerk.
Oh, he's...
It's a lifestyle.
He seems
I think I'm so used to being rude that... No, I'm rude, you know? like at work, I don't talk to people because I hate everybody. I mean, don't talk to me. So I guess that's jerky. I don't say hi to people.
Mm.
That's rude.
I don't know. There's like an unspoken thing at the post office where you see somebody, you don't have to really say hi, you can just walk past them.
In other words, like, just don't talk to me, I don't care what you do.
But then again, in the office I'm at, there's only a couple of us. Yours, home, you have a lot of people.
There's quite
there.
A bit. They all suck.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't talk to people unless I have to.
Yeah, people are rough.
So, same people with bands and all that shit, so. No, but work, no. I have to fake it. I have to fake
wait,
it. I have to fake
here's
nice.
Here's another question. what was the... Which band gave you the most trouble?
Say what now?
Which band gave you the most trouble?
Local band?
Local band.
Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding.
I can't.
I know.
No, I'll
I'm
say
just
it.
Kidding. Are you saying it? Right?
Yeah, no, because they're one of my best friends. The Red Queen Effect.
Oh, really?
They're the biggest pain in the ass I've ever dealt with, but they're all my friends, so they'll understand.
They're like, nah.
And they're so good, too. That's what kind of pisses me off, that they're so good, but yet they don't, like, do anything with it. So.
Damn, Chris.
Damn, this guy's not fucking
damn,
around.
Chris just made a Guinness Review.
That's like a $20 drink at Trading.
I know, that's crazy.
Oh, that place doesn't exist anymore.
That what?
The Trading Craft place?
What
is that what you said?
Yeah, I went there. Somebody took me there, and we spent, like, a shitload of money, and we got, like, two beers, and... Or not even, they didn't even sell beer. They don't sell Jack and Coke there either.
That trade, it was on Mesa,
Craft
right?
and Social, right?
Is oh, never one? Mind. That's
oh,
somebody's.
Craft and Social, yeah.
They closed, right?
I don't, did they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was like a small one. Like
by
like,
Pizza
was
Joy?
It on Mesa, though?
Yeah, it's on Mesa. Right next to, kind of near Utah. They closed, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's where my brother used to work. Trade Craft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they closed.
I don't know, I get confused with all of you guys have so many bars on Mesa, it's not even funny.
I know.
It's like,
well, part of my brother was telling me that El Paso has like one of the cities with the most bars.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much all you do here is just drink, huh?
Well,
drink and eat.
Drink and eat.
Yeah, drink and eat.
They don't
that's
have
okay
any.
That's all I like to do.
He's fine.
You want to lead us out with the rap?
Yeah, we
oh
got
no
2 minutes.
Oh, no.
All right, you said you were ready. Come
yeah
on.
Yeah, but I was just lying.
You got to here, watch. We'll make it easy.
Bad.
Rap about the housewives.
Oh, no.
Bethany, Tiffany.
No, there is a rap
be
song,
so
isn't there?
Fun.
Isn't
sure there?
There
is. Oh my God!
Sing
I
at,
can
go out with
Lu,
go out with Luann's song.
Can we find a Housewives beat? Like,
oh my God!
I wonder if we could find like.
Okay,
a,
isn't one of them have like their own band?
An instrumental. Oh, they all have music.
At least each like city has someone who does music.
Yeah.
You saw one, right? That came to
oh
town.
Erica Jane, yes.
Oh, that she's pretty.
I hate her.
I, why? She's just
I
so loud.
Like her,
I love
she
it.
She just turned into trash.
Oh.
You know?
I'm telling
let's
you.
See.
He's on which one?
They don't have. God, they don't have.
Any instrumentals?
Instrumentals. These bitches want to be heard.
That's true. Yeah, the H-Hop one.
Kim Zolciak has a new song.
What?
It's called The Wig.
Oh, yeah. I saw that she was doing that. No, nothing can top that. Don't be tardy, whatever.
Don't be tardy.
Everyone's like, what?
I don't know.
All right. So you're not going to rap for us?
No, I sadly pass.
Then we'll sign out.
Come on.
We're going to sign out with Kim Zolciak then.
All yeah, right. Let's just That's do fine. That. Let's go out in style.
But it's only 30 seconds, remember?
It doesn't count with Housewives. They're getting sued. They can't sue.
You can't sue the
sue. It's catchy. Well, thanks for coming. Thanks for driving 2 hours. I know that's terrible. I know we live in Africa.
You guys are totally worth it.
I know. Thank you for
coming. It was fun, though. Thanks for coming. So you got to come again.
Well. Next time for the Housewives podcast. Yeah, Housewives that'll be 4 hours long.
I won't be here for that one.
It'll be a three-parter.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye.